Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight magazine for women. At People You Need to Know, we're proud to promote and celebrate women in business and give them world-class recognition along the way. Our show today is brought to you by our official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about an exciting event that's taking place this Saturday, April 16th, at the Cathedral of Turner Chapel AME in Marietta, Georgia. It's called the Live Life Golden and Healthy, First Annual Health and Wellness Expo, and I have two exciting guests with us this morning to talk a little bit more about it. We have a signature voice talent, an independent freelance artist. Miss Paula Westfield is also a first lady who has faithfully served alongside her husband's ministry for more than 15 years, from Southern California to the Southern states and the East Coast. She is a former college lecturer and popular radio on-air personality with major market experience in five distinct formats. Our second guest has been featured in CEO Magazine. Mr. Michael Banks is a highly acclaimed personal trainer, known among international audiences for several notable accomplishments, such as facility designer and trainer for the 2002 Olympics. He has been quoted in WebMD, appeared on several networks, including hosting a fitness show on Comcast, and his amazing Total Transformation DVD series was sold at Walmart. Ms. Paula Westfield and Mr. Michael Banks, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Claire. Appreciate it. Good morning, Spark Plug.
Spark Plug, thanks so much. Thank you for inviting me to your call. I can't wait to get the warm Atlanta because it's kind of cold in Salt Lake City, Utah still. So we're calling this our Sprinter.
Oh,
it's not really winter or spring, so we kind of gave it a nickname. It's called Sprinter.
Sprinter. Okay.
Well, hey, Michael, after all the good things I heard about you yesterday from Paula and Miss Lovelace and so many others, I wouldn't be surprised if the whole city came out to the airport to welcome you to the ATL tomorrow at 12
o'clock. That's right. That's
well,
right.
That would be awesome. I'm excited to be there. And, you know, I have a lot of friends and family in Atlanta, Georgia, and I just can't wait to get there. And, you know, I've always said it's like home for me, even though I'm from Joliet, Illinois, and I went to your school in Utah. But when I get there in Atlanta, Georgia, I really feel like I'm at home. So I'm excited for the folks to come out. We're going to have some awesome things here, and Paul has been awesome putting this thing together, and I'm excited about it.
Well, Michael, my wife came into the studio this morning doing exercises, doing jumping jacks, jumping up and down. I'm like, what are you doing? She said,
getting
I just saw Michael Banks' picture. I just
saw
a picture. It inspired
me. It's inspirational, isn't it?
She said it is very inspirational. Well, Paula, this weekend at the Cathedral of Turner Chapel AME in Marietta, Georgia, something wonderful is happening for our communities. What can you tell us about it?
Well, you know, Spark Plug, I'm just excited about the whole thing because there's a couple of wonderful people who've been serving our senior citizens and the community there. And these people, I tell you, they are hardworking folks that just take the time out to do and get it done. They coordinate and rally volunteers together. And, you know, I tell you, Pastor Kenneth Marcus out there and his lovely wife, co-pastor Reverend Cassandra Marcus, they're just doing an outstanding job in that community. They have been for years. And I mean, anybody that knows this area knows what I'm talking about more than likely. I mean, they've got this beautiful state-of-the-art edifice there for people to go and enjoy all kinds of benefits and services. And then this is no different. They have not forgotten the elderly population. In fact, that's kind of a dirty word, to tell you the truth, Spark Plug. They like to be just referred to as golden. You see what I'm saying? Golden Agers. In fact, the Golden Agers are behind this health and wellness expo that's taking place on Saturday, and it's going to just bring to light some things that we need to really stop and pay attention to in terms of our health and our fitness and our overall well-being. And these committee members and everyone, the co-chairs, Reverend Bruce Brooks and his lovely wife, Sister Pauline, and Joni Lovelace, who you mentioned, she's an RN with some serious passion for the elderly and, I mean, some total years of experience. I could just go on and on about these people and how much they care about what is happening out there in our community and the need to bring to light things like, you know, how we can overcome obesity and how we can overcome heart disease and diabetes. I mean, the power really is in our hands. And so they have rallied together, Spark Plug, some awesome people. And I'm telling you, everybody is coming out. This is why, in fact, Michael Banks, Body by Banks, is getting on that plane because he knows our golden agers are ready to pump it up, sweat, and take him on. And so we challenge everybody to come out this Saturday to Turner Chapel AME, the cathedral there in Marietta, this Saturday, in fact. It's from 10 to 4. It's an all-day event. Vendors, you wouldn't believe. I'm going to get into that with you before we get off the air today with just who's coming out and what's being provided. So, but you just you don't want to miss it. I'm telling you now, whatever you're doing, you want to get there. I'm very excited about this event, and I'm just really honored to have the privilege to work with Michael Banks and that he is giving of himself and his time to be a part of it.
Well, Paula, briefly tell us a little bit about yourself and why you hold this event so near and dear to your heart right now.
Well, a little bit about me. I personally am not a golden ager, but I have enough foresight to know that one day I will be. As I just broke my 50-year mark, and I think it's, you know, no, it's fine for me to say I'm in the category of baby boomers. And when I hit 50, everybody said, "Well, how you feel about that, Paula?" And I'm like, "Look, I feel fabulous. I feel frisky. I feel fine." You know, every positive F word you can think at 50. But I know that one day I will too be a golden ager, and I have a lot of energy. I've always had a lot of energy. I found out that my energy level is high even when I'm on my down day compared to some of our younger people, and that's astounding to me because our young people, being that they are a part of this techno generation, they sit, you know what I mean? They sit, they watch TV, they're in front of the computer, they're plugged in. And, you know, Joni and I and the Brooks, we were talking about how our day, we used to run and jump and skip and play. Mama would make you get out the house, okay? What are you doing in the house? You know, get out and go do something. And I tell you, I can pretty much outrun a 28-year-old at 50. It's incredible. And I haven't even had a chance to hook up with Body by Banks yet. So my passion is that young people would pick up that torch, bridge that gap, come out, join us. It is not just for seniors. I mean, this thing is going to bring awareness to all kinds of situations, bring light to everybody. It's a health and fitness awareness situation, an expo with great food, great vendors, lots of fun, lots of laughter, all kinds of challenges. I mean, this thing is going to be off the hook, and that's my passion for it right now, is to see people get to a place where they can smile again, stand through all the hardships of our day, have a positive outlook, have a good countenance. These are the kinds of things that we can help control when we take control of our circumstances through food and eating and exercise. And I know Michael is the expert here, so, you know, he could talk to you a little bit more about that. I mean, this guy here, I'm telling you, you guys need to go to bodybybanks.com and look at his bio so you'll know who's on the line with you. This guy here, hey, I salute this guy right here. I can't wait to hook up. I got my sneakers, and just don't hurt me, Michael. Please, don't hurt me.
Well, speaking of Michael, what are some of the simple things that we as Americans are missing as far as being healthy is concerned?
Spark Plug, if I told you some simple things, I guarantee you more than 90% of your listeners are going to say, "Come on, be honest with me, Michael." And I spread this gossip throughout the country. Last year I spent a lot of time in Macon, Georgia, and across the country spreading this great concept. And first of all, this is my ministry. And one of the things I want to first start by giving some light to Turner Chapel, the church is putting us in this event. It's so awesome to see a church getting behind this concern, because guess what? As God's people, we should be an example to this country as to being excited and being able to have vibration through life. And so I just want to give a thumbs up to Turner Chapel for actually sponsoring this event as well. So, but getting back to your question, what are some simple things? This is so funny when I say this. I've said this to groups of literally thousands of people at one time. Spark Plug, our body is 70% water, 30% mass. The world is made the exact same way. There's no difference. 30% mass and 70% water. I'm going to tell you some things. And by the way, my mom's, bless her heart, she's 83 years of age, and she is a golden ager, and she's amazing, okay? But one of the things I taught her years ago, I said, "Mom, if you do some simple things, hydration, guys, is critical." I kept beginning to tell you the importance of water. Give you a few facts real quick. Lack of prostate cancer for men, up to 48%. For women, breast cancer reduction, 78%. Elasticity in skin, hair, nail, more importantly, I hear this across the country, and Paul is an exception, but people lack energy. You cannot continue to do what you're supposed to do here on earth without the proper energy. And one of the things that water, I'm going to teach about water at this event, if you do nothing else, if you learn nothing else, if you hear nothing else on this call today, remember this one thing. Matter of fact, I may even give you a test when we get to our camp there. If you drink half your body weight in ounces of water, now that's room temperature water, being that you're in Atlanta, you're probably going to need to drink a gallon of water a day.
Okay.
Now, I
okay.
have clients, guys, that are 5'4" and 120 pounds that are doing this. It's absolutely amazing. Tip number one, half your body weight in room temperature water. Okay, now, the first time you do this, you're going to experience a little uncomfortableness because you haven't done this before, but and you're going to run to the restroom. Don't do it
right.
on Sunday, by the way. If you're going to be excusing yourself from service. But if you do nothing else, learn this one concept. I've helped people change their lives by doing this. Water, hydration. Number two, plant-based foods. Real simple. Anything out of the ground you can eat all day long. I don't believe in diets. They don't work. It stresses you out, okay? Anything out of the ground you can eat all day long. We are grazers throughout the day. Unfortunately, spark plug, that typical North American woman, 5'4", this was back in the 80s, by the way, she was 5'4" and 125 pounds. Today, she's 5'4" and 150 pounds. Okay?
Mm.
The typical woman eats, and I guarantee you, spark plugger, these women listen to this conversation instead of going, yeah, he's talking about me. And they eat probably a meal and a half a day. They're on the run, okay? I've always said, and I've always said that women, their time is more valuable than any CEO of any large corporation, especially with kids. They're handling little humans. And so we're going to talk about how to eat throughout the day, but more importantly, something simple, getting out walking and enjoying the day, okay? Paul, I agree with you. When I was growing up, I'm going to be 49 on April 17th, which is Sunday out there with you guys. So
that's
I'm going to
right.
celebrate my 49th
that's
birthday
right.
with you guys.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. But when I was growing up, there was no such thing as an empty park. I mean, walk around the neighborhood these days and look at the park. They're practically empty.
Yeah.
And so, Paul, I agree with you. My mom was outside saying, get in the house. Come in the house. We were climbing trees and riding our big wheels and active. And so I'm going to talk to the golden ages. I'm excited about working, coming out, and really sharing some knowledge. But I want to give you a test, okay? Prior to me getting there, I want you to try something. As we get older, we lose about 8% of our digestive tract, being able to digest food regularly. So here's your test. If you guys are riding in your car or and Sparkle, like I'll say this to you, maybe you can post it on the website. A test is this. I challenge each and every one of you that are listening right now by the sound of my voice, if you would purchase a can of 12-ounce corn, a 12-ounce can of corn, eat it with your meal, and then I want you to tell me, and this is going to be real personal here. I'm a personal trainer, okay? I want you to eat that corn with your meal, but then you're going to tell me, when you feel comfortable sharing this with me, you can keep it to yourself, when you see that meal in your stool, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You'll be surprised. We talk about a lot of things, and I'm going to talk about how to really, what is a healthy digestive tract? What does that look like? How are we supposed to digest food? I had this one client do the spark plug. It's a guy, and he's fairly overweight, and he took this corn test. We call it the corn test. He didn't see that meal for 3 weeks. It
Whoa.
Set his intestinal tract for 3 weeks. So when it comes to energy, bloatiness, depression, all the things you can think of, I'm going to really focus on showing you how to really the proper way of digesting food throughout the day. Okay, and so I've always said, hey, God gave us this great body. We're responsible for it. And I'll be honest with you, as God's people, we need to understand something. We should be the light. We should be the example. And so I can't wait to share over 25 years of experience, of knowledge, and some simple things. But I really want you to come out to this event. It's going to be an amazing event. I'm seeing a lineup here, and you guys are doing a great job with some great people being there, by the way, Paula. But, you know, the Golden is GeorgiaGoldenAgers.com. Go to the website, take a look at what we're doing. These guys have really put some time and energy in this event, and so I can't wait to see you there. A lot of giveaways, by the way. I'm going to give away, as a matter of fact, to whoever can tell me what I said. And I'll tell you when. Now, there was two things I said here, Clark Plug. You asked me for a couple things. I said, half your body weight in ounces of water. That was room temperature water. And also your corn test. I'll see who remembers that. I'm going to give away some great DVDs. We have a great DVD series going to be there as well. 10-minute workouts. It's going to be fun. and I can't wait to share all my knowledge and experience with you guys in Georgia.
Hey, Mike. Michael, tell us briefly, why room temperature water?
Well, great question, by the way. It's a really good question. Well, think of it this way. If you ever bitten into a cold ice cream on a sunny day, get a headache, your body is 100-degree temperature. In order for that water to, your body to accept that, it needs to be at a real lukewarm temperature. Now, it's hard to drink an ice-cold gallon of water a day. It's extremely hard without having a headache. So we want to bring the water down. Now, by the way, in America, outside this country, people don't use a lot of ice cubes. I mean, we do it here in this country, but you'd be surprised. Another thing, by the way, I'm going to talk about, this is what's going to get to you. It's going to challenge you. Cow milk, we were not designed to drink from a cow. Milk,
talk
cow
about
milk.
Knocking
we'll
over
talk
sacred
about
cows.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about really staying away from dairy products as well. Now, a lot of people challenge me on that, and I'm up for the challenge. But I'll tell you one thing. We're going to talk about some simple things. And they're real simple, Spark Plug. But to answer your question, the body's always – it's 100-degree temperature. To drink a gallon of ice-cold water is challenging. It's hard to do. And when you do this water, Spark Plug, I challenge you, by the way. Matter of fact, you're going to be my first client. As you do this, Spark Plug, I want you to tell me how you feel. Now, the first 2 days, 3 days, you're going to feel a little sluggish. Okay, the third between day 3 and 5, I think you're going to have a burst of energy like you've never had before, and it's not a shit. You're going to feel motivated. You're going to sleep better. Throughout the day, you're going to notice that your energy is going to get better as well. If you notice a typical American, as far as losing energy, is between the hours of 12 and 2 o'clock. They're having a lunch break. They're tired. Productivity in workplaces go down, believe it or not. But we can talk about some simple things. Water, staying away from dairy products as far as cow milk is concerned. But also the challenge is a corn test. And if you want to share that corn test with me, I'm okay by you doing that. But remember, as you're eating throughout the day, that's how many times you should actually go and be regular throughout the day. So we're going to talk about all that.
Hey, Michael. Why is it so important to keep in mind that you're never too old to start a fitness program?
You know, it's a great question. Again, I go back to my mother, who's 83 years of age, and she's like Paula. She has more energy than a few people in my family, some of her siblings. It's never too old because, you know, we were made to move and to move a lot. And there's no age limit to starting a program. Matter of fact, I'm going to demonstrate that there Saturday. You can do things. My program is designed really out of a chair out of your home. That simple. And so as we age, you'll be surprised if you start something simple as far as walking. Balance is critical while you're aging as well. Also, like I talked about, digesting food throughout the day. It's never too late to start a training program. And I'm not talking about going into a gym and lifting 1,000 pounds. No, that's extreme. I'm talking about just being active in your neighborhood, getting some people in your neighborhood to start a walking program with you. Getting the DVD series we're going to have that you can sit down and do a workout with me on our video here where we do a chair movement. And so my mom's 83 years of age, and she works out with me every day with her videos. And so you're never too old to start a training program at all. I don't believe in that. I believe as much as you're active, you're going to live longer and more quality of lifestyle. But especially being in Atlanta, Georgia, there's so many – I'm sure there's walking routes everywhere. And so there's a myth out there that says, when I get older, I can't lift. That's not true. When it comes to bone density for women, that's critical. We talk about bone density. Another thing that we're going to talk about is lack of vitamin D deficiency amongst African Americans, period. That is amazing. We're going to really talk about the importance of vitamin D. Now, a typical vitamin D, they would tell you to probably start on around 1,000 units a day. That's not enough. Every client, including my mom, is on 5,000 units of vitamin D daily. Bone density, energy. So we're going to talk about some simple things. I think I just listed 5 or 6 there. But you're never too old or too young to start a training program because it's simply just moving, being active, learning to spike your heart rate throughout the day.
Well, Michael, let's talk a little bit more about your DVD series. Your Body by Blank system has been poised as a leader in the industry, changing the lives of thousands of people. What makes your program so unique?
One of the things that make the Body by Banks program so unique is that I've always said this is my ministry, and I approach it a different way. For instance, anyone can go out and purchase a workout DVD. That's nothing new. What's amazing about my program, Spark Plug, is that they're on the phone with me once a week, and it's live. And we're taking topics like fruits and vegetables or diabetes or obesity concerns in the country, and we're addressing them, which what I call my Body by Banks experts. These are doctors and some scientists that are on the call with me, some biochemists, and we'll take a topic like water, and we'll make it so simple where all our listeners throughout the country are really learning as they go through this, what I call total transformation. We'll talk about something simple as why is it that vitamin D is such an important thing that we're not doing? Why is it so important to African Americans? We'll preach that. We'll talk about why is vitamin D important to women as a whole. And so in our program, we have these live calls, and I've always said, in order for change, there has to be support. And so it's my commitment when you purchase our DVD series that there is support along the way. There'll be questions that need to be answered. A DVD can't do that. We're going to change your program. We're going to talk about energy. Why do we lack energy at certain times of our lives? It's also certain times of the day. And so by this interactive program, it's extremely personal. I put personal back into personal training. There's a lot of videos out there, Spark Plug, you can purchase, and they've done a good job with them. Mine are extremely doable. They're 10-minute segments. But there's some, in other words, you get one DVD, Spark Plug. There's six 10-minute segments on our DVD series. So there's 18 workouts. Also, we talk about our eating program. So it's not just this cold material that you're reading. It's a voice on the phone, like you hear here. We're answering questions throughout the country. And I'll highlight success throughout the country. You know, we had one of our clients, Spark Plug, for instance, he's a big manager for Walmart, took on what we call our challenge. This gentleman dropped 100 pounds, and listen to this, Spark Plug, in 4.5 months. In 4.5 months. And you know what? And he said, Michael, when I first listened to what you were saying, I challenged what you were saying, of course, and he took him the challenge. Now, you know, as far as diabetes, he had diabetes too, which is controlled by food. His energy's better, his blood pressure's down, so he's a healthier individual. So a lot of things that we hear concerns when it comes to obesity challenges, like Paula was saying earlier, these things, I would say 90%, and 90% are controllable with some simple things. It's what you put in your mouth every day. Now, I don't believe in restricting you too much of anything, but I do believe in having you get measurable success. In other words, what I mean by measurable success, it's not just weight loss we're looking for. We know it's the byproduct, but you're going to get more energy. You're going to be active. But when you're part of something, a movement, where you're involved with other people across the country, and everyone is sharing some of the same concerns you have, guess what? You're not alone anymore. And so with my program, you're getting daily support through our Facebook. By the way, I would actually have you go to our Facebook. It's facebook.com/bodybybanks. Join up there. Join there if you like and listen to some of the great breakthroughs we're having. But it's supportive throughout the way. So along the way, we're talking. You're able to email questions in. We take the most commonly asked question and address that on a weekly basis. We highlight certain people that's having great success. But more than that, guys, I think the power behind our program is it's not just me. It's my mentors in the medical industry that's taught me this as well. And so it's not just something that I read in a book and it sounds great, but these are live people that are on the calls. One of the guys, by the way, is a Nobel nominee. But when Ron Snyder, look him up. He's a Nobel nominee. Talks about the importance of digesting food properly with digestive enzymes. And so it's a team of people that's on this call. It's in an interview format. So the first 15 minutes, we're going through the training program. We're answering questions from the previous week on an email. And then the last 5 to 7 minutes, we'll say, okay, now we're going to bring on Dr. Mark Swanson, who's going to talk about vitamin D deficiency, why it's important as vitamin D we have that. So you're getting some experts for free on this call. And so I've always said I feel like it's my moral responsibility as an American to line up with First Lady Obama and really address this issue. And so out of all the trainers in the world, I don't know if anyone else is doing this, but I'm sure they will follow suit pretty soon. But I'm giving this program away everywhere across the country, and people say, Michael, how do you succeed by giving a portion of your program away? Trust me, there's an old saying, and we all know the saying, you know, what you do to the least of these, you do unto me. And I feel like my business has grown on a national level because of this concept. If I'm able to address some simple concerns, I'm sorry, if I'm able to address some concerns in a simple manner, more than likely people are going to get success. And so I've always said my definition of success is empowering people with knowledge, but also hold them accountable throughout the week. And so you're going to get Facebook support. You're going to get my online support. You're going to get me live once a week. And we're going to talk about some of those concerns. We're going to destroy myth and talk about facts. But not only that, it's not just me that's talking. It's experts in the field that's going to support what we're doing on a weekly basis. So that's what makes our program different, Spark Plug. I didn't mean to give you the 20-mile answer. But if you can tell, I'm passionate about what I do.
That's right. And, Michael, my producer is saying in my ear that I got your system name wrong. So I want to make sure I get that right. It's Body by Bank System. And tell
you were confusing
me
with another guy.
System. That's right. Tell them where they can get that system. Yeah, what's your web address? Give out that information real quickly.
It's bodybybanks.com.
All right.
Bodybybanks, BANKS.com.
All right. Well, Paula, tell us a little bit more about yourself and how it is that you come to get involved in this particular or with this particular group.
Well, I'm just excited about what they're doing. As you have heard, I was introduced to Michael Banks and everything that he's done to impact our communities at all ages and all stages. And, you know, with summer finally on the way here, we came through that long winter and spring broke, and now we're on the way to summer. And I'm telling you, it's just that whole fitness enthusiast thing. You know, it's in the atmosphere, and I was approached because of my background in radio and TV. I have been in the industry for, you know, about 20 solid good years, and through five different major, I would say, formats for you. I've worked in traffic reporting, adult contemporary rock, AC country, R&B, urban AC, contemporary Christian. And so this is my background, you know, speaking and emceeing and hosting. In fact, I will be working in partnership with Turner Chapel. I don't attend there because my husband pastors in the area, and we're at our church. But I'm very well aware of this church. In fact, when I first came to Georgia, I attended Turner Chapel AME, and they're wonderful people. They're solid. The things that they do to impact the community. So I have a passion and a love for them to partner. And so when they contacted me and told me that they had a need to get this information out to everyone, I said, well, listen, I would be more than happy to work with you. I've been a radio show producer, a host, an interviewer. I do copywriting and all that stuff. I'm a freelance artist, as you said earlier. And so they just got in contact with me. Hire Paula today at AOL.com, real simple. You know, my focus is ministry like Michael's is ministry. And so they got in contact with me, and we just began to put some things together. When they told me what they were trying to accomplish, I said, who's coming to this? And they said, Body by Banks is going to be there. You know, our golden agers, they want this information. The Atlanta Black Nurses are going to be there talking about healthy living and doing blood pressure monitoring. Dr. Mm-hmm. Veronica Clark Tasker, she's a university professor at Howard, I believe, and she's going to be there talking about prostate cancer. Mm-hmm. And we have a gerontologist, Dr. Greg Taylor, that's coming out to this event. The people that are on board, Spark Plug, is awesome. We're talking about Wellstar Hospital, American Red Cross, American Heart Association, Lovelace Living Centers, the Atlanta Regional Commission, Georgia Cares. I mean, there's so many people. And
Paula,
again, I would stress it's not just for the young, I mean for the old, but the young as well. Yes, sir.
Okay, Paula, we only have a little more than a minute left. So what do you want our listeners to know about the Live Life Golden and Healthy First Annual Health and Wellness Expo?
Well, there's so much that I could tell you. I just want to say then in this last few moments or this last minute, the best thing for you to do is to get online, and you'll get that information. You'll see what God is doing at the Cathedral of Turner Chapel, AME Church, Marietta, Georgia, Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for the Golden Agers First Health and Fitness Wellness Expo, and it's going to be awesome. GeorgiaGoldenAgers.com. If you'll go to go there. GeorgiaGoldenAgers.com. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about this today. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, Miss Paula Westfield and Mr. Michael Banks with Body by Banks, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thank you for having
us,
Spark
Plug.
Plug.
And I real quick, please come out to this amazing event. I think you're going to be amazed at some of the simpler things you're going to learn, and I'm going to do a lot of giveaways, and I can't wait to see you. So show up and be there. Join
All
the Go
right.
Rangers.
I'll be
All
there.
Right.
Well, you've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to America's leading women in business. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in.